Encouraging every step, you're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Mike Maynard. He is the executive director at Hillcrest Bruce Mission in Ashland, Kentucky. And Mike, we've interviewed you several times in the past about the work that the mission does here in the Ashland area. Can you tell us, though, for those maybe who don't know or who haven't heard those interviews before, tell us a little bit of an overview of what the mission does and who you guys are.
Okay, Kyle. So for those that maybe have not heard about Hillcrest Bruce Mission, we're tucked away here off of Eloise Street in Ashland, and we've been a mission now for 51 years in our community. And where it started out just kind of helping people with clothes and food, it's expanded into a pretty good-sized operation to help people help themselves in a lot of different areas. We do have a food pantry that's here. We're open 4 days a week, which is a little more than a lot of other food pantries are able to be open. And so it makes it a little bit more convenient for our neighbors here. We also deliver food to homebound seniors. And last month, we delivered 280 boxes of food to homebound seniors, which was the most that we've ever done. So we know that seniors are really hurting, and they need all the help that they can get. We do a lot of other things within the realm of folks' basic needs. We have cleaning and hygiene pantry and housewares and home decors and clothing and shoes and underwear. We also have bedding and kitchenware. We do furniture. So there's a lot of different things that can go to help someone either get set up in their home, or maybe they've had a fire, or you know, just other unfortunate things that have happened. We can help them get back to where they were. But that's not the only thing. Those basic needs, that's generally not just the only thing someone needs help with. And so we really try to go the extra mile. And a lot of folks are in need of things related to health. And even as good as some of the insurances are, there's things that they just don't pay for. And so we have grants that can help pay for those things. And so we do a lot of dental work, a lot of dentures, eyeglasses, eye exams, hearing aids. For those things that people's insurance won't cover. And so a lot of times that really helps people get jobs because if you can't hear, you can't see, or you've got you know, bad oral health, it really impacts your ability to get employment. And in fact, I think the governor put out a statement last week talking about some expanded coverages coming this coming year in the health-related field, and it lines up exactly with what we believe also, that folks have to be in good health and stable in their health to be able to take advantage of jobs and education and employment and all those types of things. In addition to the health thing, we've got a women's AA group that meets here weekly. We also have folks that come up once a month and they do testing for HIV and Hep C. We've also got mobile counseling that comes here twice a month where folks can come and instead of having to get an appointment, you know, at an office, they can just come up here and get their appointments made. So it's about making things convenient for folks to be able to get the help they need. We also do a lot in the realm of education. We have adult education here on site. We also run a free preschool that's here, and our preschool is very fortunate. We partner with Kinder Music, and every kid that is in our preschool also attends the Kinder Music program. We also have financial literacy training that goes on weekly here. We can help people do their FAFSA paperwork. We have academic advisors that come here every month to help people choose careers or classes. So there's a lot of support in that education. We've even got a guy that's here in the afternoons that can help people do resumes or interviewing skills or job searches. So it really helps complete that. And so once somebody has gone through all that, then a lot of times it's about building community. And so we have things that people can come up and do. We just had our monthly ladies Bible study today. We have a weekly ladies Bible study. We also have a men's group. We send kids to church camp. We have kids karate. We just had some cooking classes for children and meal prep for adults today at the preschool. And I think that's going on again tomorrow. And we do bingo and homemakers. So there's a lot of activities. And so, again, we're working on helping people help themselves with their basic needs, their health needs, education, employment needs, you know, and their social and spiritual needs.
quite a bit that you guys do, and very appreciative that you guys have so many services that are available to the public. Now, I know with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up, you guys have got some special things that you've got in store. Do you want to share a little bit about those things?
Oh, I do, Kyle. Absolutely. So October the 1st really starts our busy season. Not only do we do our applications for our health grant, but that is also the day that we start applications for our Thanksgiving food baskets. And it's the time that we also start applications for Christmas presents for kids and senior citizens. And so, of course, with Thanksgiving coming up, we have been at the grocery stores almost daily trying to make sure that we have enough food for all the people that have signed up. And I think I looked yesterday, and we've had over 260 families that have signed up for Thanksgiving food baskets, and that's the most that we've ever had sign up at this point. And so we know that the need is going to be great. We're seeing it in our food pantry, and we're also seeing it in the Thanksgiving food requests also. We believe that we have enough stuff, but we know that this is what we're called to do. We're called to help people with Thanksgiving, and we know God will move on people's hearts to donate items so that we have enough for everybody here. So it looks to be a really good Thanksgiving. And, as I mentioned, with the Christmas, so we have a program where, parents can sign their kids up to get presents if they're struggling with that. We also have a program where senior citizens can sign themselves up. So a lot of times our senior citizens that are homebound are maybe not thought of as much as the kids are. And so, but we started doing this a few years back. And I think last year we had 140 senior citizens that had signed up for Christmas presents. And when you read their wish list of what they would like to have, sometimes, man, it just almost breaks your heart. It's they would like some house shoes or a robe, or maybe they want some, like, a basket of fruit. It's really not, luxury items or extravagances that you might think. It's their basic things that they need, in their house. And so we have a lot of folks that call and they want to just to adopt seniors for Christmas because it's just so sweet. But we've already had, I think, over 350 total that have signed up for that program. And so we partner with a lot of churches and a lot of individuals and businesses that come to us and want to adopt all these folks for Christmas. We'll also, starting the first Tuesday in December, we will begin our Christmas store. And our Christmas store is items that are Christmas-related that we saved up all year long. It's Christmas trees, it's Christmas wreaths, it's decorations, it's ornaments, it's wrapping paper, it's knickknacks, it's Christmas clothes, it's Christmas books and Christmas movies. And then it's everything that we've gotten over the last year that's new or like new. And so one of the big things with that is that getting free presents is great, but if you can come and buy your kids Christmas, that changes the whole dynamic. And so people love to come to the Christmas store. It's a really good deal. Nothing is over $5. And people can get a lot of good stuff for the money that they've saved up. And we have a lot of people. And I think we'll probably have between 10 and 15,000 items this year for our Christmas store. My whole attic is full right now. And as we get closer to Christmas, we'll have a lot of folks that will be donating more Christmas items. And so every day the Christmas store is refilled completely. And so we'll be able to run that Christmas store from the first Tuesday in December all the way to the day before Christmas Eve, I think is usually how it works. So quite the blessing. During this time of the year.
It's exciting, and it's good to know that you are able to have that kind of an abundance to help people who really, could use the help. And a lot of people can use the help this year, it seems like. It seems like this year more than other years. Of course, the work that you guys do, it affects a lot of people in a lot of different ways. I wonder if maybe you could help us make it a little more specific. Could you give me an example maybe of how the mission has been able to help somebody through their troubles?
Okay, Kyle, it's... And no doubt, I could throw out, numbers, of different things of people we've helped with food or people we've helped with dentures or those kind of things. And some of those numbers seem impressive. But it is really about the individual lives that have been changed that that are the most impactful. And so here recently, here it was probably about 6 weeks ago or so, we had a guy that had found his way to us, and he was a veteran, and he had had a place that he was living, and everything was going good. He was working, and but then some things happened there that just made it a not a good place for him to be. And so, and he had to leave, and he didn't really have a place to go. And so when he came to us, he was living in his car, no job, living in his car, didn't know what he was going to do. And so he found us, someone had told him to come to us. And so, we started talking with him and figuring out what we could do to try to help. And, so while we're helping him, he says, well, you know, while we're going through this and while I'm trying to figure stuff out, I'll just come here and volunteer while I'm trying to get this figured out. And so, you know, you got a guy who really doesn't have anything, but he's willing to give his time to come up here and help other people. And so that just really made a huge impression on us. And so we really, worked hard to get him linked up with all the right services and the people and the applications. And it's just, man, it is just, most of the time it is a lot of paperwork and it's a lot of effort and a lot of time, you know, sometimes to get the services that you need. And so we just chose to walk along with him through that. And so as we're trying to get things figured out, he gets two different jobs. He's working. And one of his jobs actually had a place for him to stay temporarily. And so he was working there and had been out there for about the last week and a half or so. And, you know, of course, I reminded him that, you know, couldn't go on forever and that he would need to find permanent housing. And so this last Friday, we got a group text in our text. And he said that he had just picked up the keys to his apartment. And the comment that he made is God is truly, truly good. And no doubt that he is. And he works through us and intervenes for us to make things happen. And so we're just so tickled to death for him. And it's really hard, you know, to work and try to find a job when you don't have a stable place to stay or to base out of. And so those are the lives that get impacted, you know, and it's amazing how these folks who are coming to us for help are willing to come here and volunteer and just help others. They're just good people, really good people that have just been in some unfortunate circumstances. Life has happened. And most of the time, nothing that they've done themselves, just bad luck. And so we were happy to be involved and to walk along with him to do that. And so, that's the big work that goes on here. You know, it's helping people help themselves and helping them change their lives, you know, for the better. And so a lot of things that we do, it's done by volunteers here. And we've got people who will come up and they're here every day and they're here all day long volunteering because they just really want to be here to help. Other folks who maybe have other jobs or other responsibilities, sometimes they'll come in and they'll give an hour or two here and there. As they can. And so, and we've got so many of those people that if it wasn't for them, oh my gosh, so many things could not get done. It's just, it takes so many more people than what we have here. And so we're just so grateful. So a lot of times people ask, you know, how can I get involved? What can I do? The first thing is just ask God, how does he want to use you? And how does he want to use you here at the mission? And he will make that evident. There's so many different things going on here that you could come in and volunteer and we could plug you in with something you're passionate about and you could help change somebody's lives. Other folks, they support us by praying for us. Other folks, they support us, you know, financially. So other people bring in donations, you know, or they collect up bags, bottles, and egg cartons. So there's so many different ways that you can get involved with the mission here. And it all makes a big difference and it all makes an impact. And so, you know, if you want to get involved and you want to adopt a senior or a child for Christmas, or you want to drop off some donations or get some food for us to help out with our food pantry, you can always find us. If you go on Facebook is the easiest thing, look up Hillcrest Bruce Mission. We post a lot of good things, a lot of great stories, and all of our contact information is there. And we're really easy. You can drop off donations about any time you want to. We'll make it convenient for you. We got people that'll come out and unload your cars for you and everything. But you can, get a hold of us. If you go to our Facebook or go to our webpage at Hillcrest Bruce Mission, you can find our phone number. You can find our email. You can message us through Messenger on Facebook. There's so many ways to get a hold of us, and we can let you know how you can get involved and how you can help change somebody's life.
Excellent. So there you have it. If you want to find out more about Hillcrest Bruce Mission or get involved with what they're doing, you can find the information. And like Mike said, the best way may be just to go to Facebook and search for Hillcrest Bruce Mission. But all their contact information is out there. I want to say thank you to Mike Maynard for being our guest on the Community Matters interview today. If you missed any portion of this interview or you want to hear the whole thing again, you can find it in long format on our website, walkfm.org. Also, it'll be in podcast form wherever you listen to podcast. You can search for Walk FM Community Matters, and you'll be able to find that. Those get posted on Mondays. If you are part of a church or an organization that's doing something to bless the community, we'd love to talk to you as well. Send me a message at communitymatters@walkfm.org, and who knows, maybe next week I'll be talking to you on the Community Matters interview. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM, and I hope you're having a wonderful day.